Josh.
Jelly.
I like your shoes.
Thank you.
Very yellow.
Yeah, I like yellow now. I never used to like yellow.
Could it
but
be
now
hinting towards something? Hinting yellow.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know. I just feel like we're missing something. The sofas.
Yeah, we had to sell the sofas. We sold the mic stands. We sold the tape. There's a lot missing.
Wait, where's
the sign's gone.
I need to get the sign.
We don't have a sign.
There is a sign laying there. I'm going to get the sign. We're missing the sign.
You made a sign?
Yes, Josh.
Okay. What is that? What did... Jelly? Jelly, why is there a footprint on the sign?
Well, someone stepped on it, I suppose.
That's the best sign you could make.
We're on a low budget here, Slogo. This two-thirds thing wasn't exactly running into profits,
okay,
was it?
Okay, all right. But I still feel like we're missing something.
I mean, the host seat's gone.
Yeah, but there's something else that we're missing.
Oh! It's our little buddy!
Our friend!
Yes!
How could we forget our friend? There he is. Oh. We couldn't have got rid of him. I don't remember his name, but...
I just kissed him!
Okay.
Tasted like copper.
It still feels like we're missing something else, though.
I don't really see what you're referencing to.
I think we're missing someone to sit right here.
Oh, wait. We have a guest?
Yeah. Come on in, buddy.
Wait, now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow!
Hey,
I'm gonna clap.
Okay, you need to use the microphone.
Were we gonna do a hug or what were you were coming
in
for the hug?
We can
I'm
hug.
Kinda I'm like, oh,
it's a song.
Oh, this is amazing.
This feels really
I wasn't just okay. All right.
I can see your butt crack while you do that.
Oh, yeah. Do we kiss?
No, I think that's fine.
Okay. I did kiss the sign though.
Oh, Crane, could you hold this the head as well?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Also the microphone, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put him right here to protect my crutch.
Excellent.
That's actually
wait,
really
put him
good.
The other way around. No, <don't>.
Well, hey guys.
Hey Crane.
Feels good to be back.
Does it?
Yeah, it
I
does.
Like this is weird because it's kind of I mean we've been I don't know what to say now. You've been back for a while.
I've been back for a while, yeah.
Oh like, wow. I don't know
not,
what happened.
Not here.
By the way,
really good sign, Jelly.
Thanks, man.
I can tell you definitely went to at least preschool by this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Did I graduate? Or did
probably,
I just go?
You probably just went, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you know stopped. What? We're missing like the fourth piece of tape there, but
that's fine.
I think I'll take it. Was it your shoe that stepped on it?
Yeah, I think I was standing on something back there. I guess it was your sign.
That's incredibly disrespectful that you were just standing.
I didn't know.
On
there was just some.
Anyway, whoa. So yeah. Today, this is a special episode of Two Thirds.
Wow.
Okay? This is not season two. This is not season one.
No.
This is a special episode.
It's still just the season.
Right? How did it get? How did you guys manage to mess up the set? The second I like come on again.
Well, I think we were.
Why is this what I return to?
We were going to be upgrading it, and then you came back unexpectedly, and that's so. What do you want from us?
I'm gonna be honest.
No, I'm gonna be. This is fine. I'm very appreciative of your beanbags.
Yep.
And I think, especially being this close to the ground, really helps me.
It keeps you grounded.
It does.
Oh.
And I need that. Sometimes.
We had like a whole plan for two thirds. Like I'm talking, like we had a humongous plan, but then you came into play and you just everything went.
Yeah. It's my fault. Yeah,
yeah, that's actually the fault. But
and now we're on beanbags.
Yeah. Now we're on beanbags, but I feel like this is better.
You like it?
I like it.
We've still got a special episode though today. This is going to be. We've got a few things that we're going to be doing. We're going to be looking through some of the best moments of the Two Thirds podcast in season one. What else are we gonna do? Oh, we've got questions from the audience.
A lot of questions, actually.
Which is gonna be interesting. And also, we're gonna be doing a tier list.
Ooh. Are we also gonna talk?
No. This is the first silent podcast, I think. Actually,
if you could not talk, Jelly, that I'm would just be quite grunt, impressive.
I am the co-host of the show, Josh.
Yeah, how are you getting further to the ground every second I see you? How is this happening?
Like my beanbag has no cushioning for my bottom right now. I am literally sitting on the floor.
Is he okay in the camera right now?
Let me have a look. I mean, as good as he'll ever be.
Can you just...
Hey,
we,
Ben!
We can fluff it
There's
up a little
bit. There's a reason you're not on camera. Just
go on, fluff Jelly, please.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. All right, let's get on track.
It's better. Thanks, Craner. No, I really fluffed me up.
I fluffed you up, buddy. I made it comfortable for your butt too.
Isn't a fluff? You did. You know, like a fluffer is a real thing.
Next time, just go on my.
What is it?
We can get a real
fluffer. Where are the questions?
I don't know.
Josh is still talking.
Sorry, I was getting the questions. So we've got.
Are we gonna throw in the questions immediately? That's crazy, man.
Well, I mean, look, we put the question out to the audience if they've got anything we want to talk about.
Yes,
and we've got it here. So I mean.
Question.
Can we switch on who reads them?
Yeah.
We can. Question.
I want to be.
What, Jelly?
What's the first question?
Okay.
That was a good one.
I can read them out. Okay. Yeah.
How do I look shorter than you right
How
now?
How is this like already that? Going off the rails?
On the floor.
Why do you have a larger back than me or something? I don't get it. Maybe you are like longer than me from like your waist up.
Jelly, what's up with your hair nowadays?
He's going with the Albert Einstein look, I think.
I actually can't see it right now because I don't have eyes. On my forehead, but
you don't have eyes.
Should be fine. Like on my forehead, like looking.
How
up.
Would eyes on your forehead help?
I suppose it wouldn't. I don't have eyes on your forehead.
Craner,
you, that's what
can
I.
Can you help
have
sort his haircut out of it?
Could you please just do my
well,
hair?
Well, how do you usually do
so,
it?
So I'll tell you what's going on my hair. Oh, please, don't make me look like Mr. Adolf. But apart from that,
okay.
I see what you're doing.
No, I think this is fine. Yeah.
So I'll tell you. I'll tell you what's this going is what... on with my hair.
I think you just need a middle.
I am scared of hairdressers.
Okay,
guys,
no, what about...
Your what?
I've been trying to tell you this.
Oh, yeah, he's got a phobia of hairdressers.
Yeah, like actually.
Okay,
yeah.
Tell us the story of your phobia of hairdressers then. Questions you can wait, all right?
Is viewers, it because you're scared of hairdressers?
It's just like, it's there's really not much to tell. I'm just scared of getting a haircut because every time I go, they mess it up.
Mm. That's it. That's
you go back home, you look in the mirror, and you're like, well... No, that's not good.
I think that's just when you look in the mirror, really. Maybe.
Craner, you've been back for like
I know,
half
I'm
an
okay.
episode, right?
I'm sorry. Craner, Jelly,
you
I'm
are the guest here still. You realize
am
that.
Am I?
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah, that's
but,
one of the questions you were about
well,
to
ask. No, yeah.
I suppose when we're talking like podcast-wise, you're still the guest of the episode.
Okay, so I should just be... I just fluffed your beanbag up for your ass.
And my comfy butt is comfy.
Okay, good. We're good now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, scared of hairdressers.
So you're going to leave your hair looking like that?
Sure. Craner, what happened to your hair though? You had like nice curls. Okay. I feel like you found the hairdresser and you fell in love with him.
What?
Okay, no, it was a girl first of all.
That's
okay.
Fine. You can like girls as well.
I have a girlfriend.
Oh.
Did she cut it?
No. What happened though?
But you fell in love
I
with
said,
the hairdresser.
Do my usual haircut where it's like a little bit longer up here, a little bit shorter.
And then they didn't.
No, okay.
Do it longer. Do you realize that they have scissors and they make it shorter, Craner?
No, I said keep it longer up here, shorter here. So it's not like I'm making them make it longer, Jelly.
Oh, okay.
I know I'm not going in there to extend my hair.
You can do that.
Yeah, but then you need like...
You have to... It's extensions.
Yeah, maybe I should get a wig.
Anyway. I would love to see that.
We can buy one.
Yeah.
I'm down for
maybe
it.
Another time. Hey,
Josh, I actually don't remember if you had the beard when we were
shooting.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was growing.
Yeah.
It was growing.
Yeah.
You went from a boy to a man during the show.
I did. We've been for a
and
lot.
And now you're sitting here with your crotch wide open.
Yeah. Your beard journey is a lot, huh, Josh?
Yeah.
What a transformation you've been through.
Yeah. And Craner is an alcoholic. Well, I grew a beard and well, not anymore.
Currently drinking. No. I'm a non-drinking alcoholic.
We got a lot of shit for saying stuff like that previously, and you're dropping them already, man.
Well,
we're gonna
touch on that because
it's okay now that we're friends. That's like the difference, right?
Right.
But before we weren't really like talking that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you saying that you think it was unacceptable that we said the things we did?
No, I found him funny.
Actually, hold that thought, because we'll watch the shorts.
Questions!
I don't think they're in the questions, but it's in the shorts.
Should
we'll
I go first?
Oh, yeah, but I thought it was a good transition
pass it,
moment.
Pass it to me, and then I'll pass it to Jelly, and then he... No, that's not going to work.
No, I'll start.
Yeah, you start. Okay. Then, yeah. Those you'll have to get
It's clearly been a while, hasn't it, guys?
So this question is from Enigma YT 99004. In the episode that you guys published after Craner's episode, you mentioned that you don't think that Craner will be coming back. What was the sudden change of heart?
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Remember all those things you said? Yeah. He doesn't fit into our plans anymore. What about now, idiots?
Huh? Well, I still agree with everything I said. But I just really realized that I really like you.
Have you ever heard of the term the bottom?
I'm a little sweaty. Like, can you feel it?
Yeah. Have you
ever heard of the term scraping the bottom of the barrel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be the bottom of the bottle for me.
In all seriousness.
Yeah.
I will answer this question in a more serious manner because I feel like that's what the viewer is hoping for.
Yeah, probably. They probably want an answer.
Okay, Josh. Meanwhile, Josh.
That's disrespectful.
I'm just sending it over to you to answer.
I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, I think we started talking more and more, and I guess you had forgiven us eventually after we talked about it.
Craner, can you
and
focus?
Then months and months and months and months and months down the line, we realized that, well, maybe Craner is ready.
What you realized was that, hey, maybe we're a little bit boring without Craner. Can I say that?
Hot take.
A little bit. I add a little spice to the group.
What kind of spice?
A little unpredictability. You know, is he gonna leave again? Is he ever coming back? You guys probably think that every time we end a Discord call.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
You keep us on the edge. You're like.
Yeah, you gotta keep people on their toes, or they're just gonna get bored with you. Really.
I mean, you do have a little spice to you. I do like the recordings when you're there, but I also like them when just Josh.
Yeah,
was there.
It was very
easy.
It was very relaxing recording just with Jelly. Though
I feel like we argue more probably.
Yeah,
100%.
But the question is though,
I don't know why.
Whose fault is that?
Well, this is the thing. It's like, would there have been someone that was better?
Yeah, that's why we had the whole podcast, Josh.
Why did you say yeah?
True.
Oh yeah, you tried to find somebody better and you didn't.
Well, no. Okay,
they just didn't want to join you guys.
But Jelly, if we had to have picked someone else from the podcast, who would it have been?
Maybe somebody who does.
If we had to pick someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, you did ask Jordy, but he was busy.
Wait, you asked Jordy before
Quebble?
Me?
Quebble? No. I actually don't know how to answer that. I think
I think you should tell Craner about, you know, that he was second to Quebble Cop. We had asked Quebble Cop first.
Well, you didn't know?
You didn't know that?
No, wait, you did?
Yeah, we asked
him. I thought you knew this.
Wait, I can't tell if you guys are joking right now.
No, so when Quebble Cop came on, we genuinely talked to him and asked him if he would join back.
And he said no.
Yeah, he said no.
And then he went on to become the robot?
Yeah, and then we said, okay, well
he was
then,
already working on it.
Then we said, well, then in that case, we'll take Craner.
Okay, no, I'll forget that for now. But okay, so Jordy.
No, by the way, this is I'm going to say it already. That was a joke.
Okay, yeah. good.
I was looking at the camera and I was
being
like,
Jelly, what was who would you have picked?
I don't know. We didn't really find anyone else, did we? And that's why Craner came back.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
It feels like such a backhanded compliment, guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
But I'll take it. I mean, anything really to stop uploading Roblox only. And
did you put these questions? Yeah. Did you put these questions together, by the way? Because this is your next one.
Do you still have Roblox videos that from your solo area that you haven't uploaded?
Yes.
That's crazy.
And they will never see the light
of day. I'm also not going to lie. Your solo Roblox videos are probably the most boring videos I've ever watched in my life. And I've seen Jelly's videos.
Ever?
Wow.
Not,
way to
maybe
go,
not
Josh.
Ever, but like...
Josh, you are in every single video of mine.
That's actually true.
That's true.
Anyway, you guys ready for the next question?
Question number dos.
This question is actually my favorite. It's from Drex Plays Games 01. And it says, Craner makes this group so much funnier. Please never leave again. We love
this
you, Craner.
There's no way that's what he
that's
said.
That's not a
that
question.
Is what he said.
Craner should leave again. Please, can we get another guy on?
No. Show it to the camera, Jelly.
Well, I think it's... But, hang on a second. This
to
is
be
not
fair,
a question.
I was cute. No, the question is...
Craner picks the one thing that's just a compliment.
The question is, we love you, Craner.
How is that a question? Maybe he's asking if you love him too.
I do, by the way. Thank you so much for that very, very good question.
Dracula?
I really feel like it... No, Drax plays games.
All right,
Drax. Put
move,
some respect
move it on
his
to
name,
Jelly,
buddy.
Then. Move on to Jelly.
Can you crunch that one up and throw it towards Ben? Yeah. I think we should try
Let's
him.
See if we can hit Ben with every question.
Can we get an ow if we, you know, because there's no cam on Ben?
Ow!
No, it hit the microphone.
That actually hit my mic. Yeah. That was a good show.
But the hour was great, man.
Thanks, thanks.
Yeah, you should become a voice actor or something.
Thank you.
He is right now.
You're fine where you are, Ben.
Okay.
Yeah, don't quit, Ben.
You guys would be nothing without
him. I mean, what do you mean don't quit? Like, the only thing he runs is the
just
podcast.
Just ask the question, please.
Anyway, I don't want him to quit.
So this question is from Satchit378, mm-hmm. and it was placed exactly 22 hours ago.
That's not true.
Probably okay. not, but yeah.
Okay. This is a question for Craner. This comment has three questions. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Question to Craner.
Me again. I wonder why.
I need an accent. What should I do? What kind of accent?
I don't just know ask where the question. From.
What do you think of Jordy and Grubblecup AI and him just being mean to you?
Oh, I do remember when I was like teasing that I wanted to join back the group. He was like, oh, this is so sad, Craner. You should just stick to your own thing.
When we had the videos.
When we had the drama.
Because yeah. I was making the video where I was like, everybody spam Jelly and Josh.
Yeah.
Then he was like, oh, it's so sad to see.
Wait, but was that Quibblecup AI or Quibblecup?
But that's what you never know, because the real Quibblecup is just as boring. So that is just
careful with that. Josh could be photoshopped into something else.
What do you mean, Jelly?
I don't know, something else.
I guess to answer the question, what do I feel about it? I didn't really. It was just annoying, I guess.
Oh, you were? No, I remember you texting me or at Josh potentially.
I'm trying to act cool and unbothered.
No, you were bothered by it.
I'm trying to act cool.
You are the most bothered person.
Why does he want this type of attention?
Yeah.
Why does he have to get involved?
What was the question?
What's with the accent?
Yeah, that's mine.
It's Danish, bro. I'm trying to do the whole Viking.
He's trying to do a Viking, okay. I think.
Yeah,
so wait, was it being mean to me? Yeah, it hurt.
All right, next,
that's how
next,
Josh
next.
Handles feelings. Question to Josh.
Yes.
Will we see vlogs coming back?
I didn't
vlogs?
Understand
vlogs.
That.
What kind Crane, of vlogs? We never did vlogs. Questions.
No, but he was saying it in a weird way.
What vlogs did you do, Josh?
Yeah, I don't really do that many vlogs.
Sorry, Satchit. We don't understand the questions.
I think it's Sachet, by the way.
Sorry, Satchit.
How do you pronounce that?
Sachet. Yeah,
Sachet.
Sachet.
All right, Sachet, you got one more question. And this one's for me.
Ooh.
What do you think with Craner coming back? Are you more happy? Is it more fun? Ooh.
Can I answer this for you?
No. It was only pointed towards me.
Okay. How do you hold this without messing with it all?
Craner, I want to look into your eyes while answering this question.
Look, we don't have any mic stands, okay? Just chill. Stop with that. Stop. You're going to break the equipment we have left.
Oh, yeah. That's actually not good. This might be the last mic.
The videos are more fun.
Yes.
But the recordings are more stressful.
That's actually a good way to sum it up.
That's it, man. It's the truth. I mean, when it was just me and Josh, it's easy. All you got to do is wait for him an hour to show up. You record a couple videos and you're done.
I think me and Jelly maybe... We might be good at rubbing each other the wrong way.
Whoa.
I'm going to know how you guys are rubbing each other.
We might be rubbing each other the right way.
Yeah.
Can you let that head go in between your
legs? No, because I kind of like having
it. He's fine. He's looking after it.
It's like my crutch. Do you realize this is yours, right?
My what?
Like this is... This is yours.
His crotch is yours.
This is yours.
This is your area. Usually he has his head.
This
there.
Statue has to go back on your shelf.
This podcast is already messed up, isn't it?
That's why they call it special, because it's special needs people.
No.
Josh.
I don't think you can say that.
No, I don't think so.
But either. I think I qualify.
But you are diagnosed.
I'm pretty sure I can park in handicapped spots.
Yeah.
But I haven't tested it yet.
But he's diagnosed.
I am diagnosed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to say congratulations.
Thank you. Wait, do we want to say with water?
Yeah.
It's up to you. It's your diagnosis. I think that answers it. That's it. That's all you got to say.
The viewers can fill in the gaps.
Yeah. It starts with an A and ends with an ism.
That's how they would say it as well. That's so funny.
They? Jelly, you're still... How are you messing up the beatbag so
Jelly, can
much?
I just ask you what you mean by they?
Who says what?
I just...
They?
I think the audience understands exactly what I meant. And I was also
It didn't
kidding.
Hit either. He's faking, dude.
All right, so next
it's
question.
YouTube.
This is a question for Craner. Have you ever had any setbacks? And if so... What were some of them?
Crainer, did you pick out these questions? You could have picked out better questions for yourselves, mate.
He probably only read the end of it, which is what other hobbies do you have?
Edits. Have I had any setbacks? What else have I had? Have you followed?
Have you had a set forwards?
Dude, I'm still at 7.8 million subscribers. I'm never hitting 10.
Okay, can you not try? Don't try and use the two-thirds platform to try and boost your subscribers.
It's not going to help.
What the?
Huh? What are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say? Respect.
No, but like, I'm on your guys' channel and like, still stuck.
Hey, Crainer, we can't do the job for you, man. You got really got to
do it
yourself.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I guess I suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's the way to answer the question. There was another one about a hobby. Crainer, do you have a hobby?
But it's my turn.
Yeah, but I'm not every time.
Josh, this is Crainer's question.
Yeah, what's your hobby? Tell us about a hobby.
Oh,
apart from the obvious.
Yeah, no, like healthy hobbies,
like an actual real hobby. Oh wow, okay, guys. Alcohol.
Wait,
what? Like, no, that's
are
not.
Are you kidding me, Crainer? You can't bring those jokes like that, man.
Why not?
Totally
it was me.
Up.
It happened to me. I can make the joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I suppose.
My hobby, I guess, I used to read a lot of manga.
Which one is it? Anime, manga, manga?
Anime is the...
Mango.
I like pineapple.
Jelly.
That wasn't even funny.
No, that was really... I like mango.
Have you guys tried the Buy Air mangoes?
What are you talking? Air mangoes?
Listen, all right? You got to go to the fancy grocery stores. Their mangoes are so much better.
Are you
they
getting mangoes made out of air?
So when you buy a mango in a grocery store, sorry, going off topic here, but I just quickly want to say it. When you buy a mango in a grocery store, they pick it unripe, right? They pick it unripe. So you buy it. You buy an unripe mango.
I think your mom picked you unripe.
Right. And so what happens with buy air mangoes is they let them wait on the tree until they're ripe, nice and juicy. They grab them, they put them in an airplane, and then you buy them straight from the plane. Then they're so good. They cost like $10
about
each.
That's such an autistic thing to know so much about.
Yeah, I think you need to talk to his doctor.
I think honestly, yeah.
Sorry, I just
my hobby is though anime and manga, I guess.
Mango. Which fits with the diagnosis, I guess.
Yes. What?
Anyway,
the weebs are coming after you now, buddy.
I just love mango.
All right, this next one is a really good question coming in from Lone Legend 12.
Are you? That's
how
all,
you laugh.
There are viewers that you're laughing at.
I was like, I know that Crainer specifically picked out these questions. For
wait a second, Lone Legend 12. Is this you?
Yeah. No. No.
Anyway, read it.
You ready? This is going to convince you it's not me. Crainer perfectly rounds out the group.
I think I'm going to leave.
Josh is the smart one. Jelly is the dumb one.
What?
And Crainer is the funny one.
How did I end up being the dumb one?
I don't know, but you got the least good one. Literally, the other two are compliments and you're just dumb.
Listen,
look at you in that beat,
dude.
That...
You have something in between your legs, bro. It doesn't look as smart. This guy's wearing Crocs. Like, come on.
Yeah, but they're fire, dude. What
also, they're yellow. Anyway, it ends off with, that is a recipe for success.
Yep.
And I am yet to see that success.
I support this message.
Hopefully one day I can.
That wasn't a question.
Wait,
You
should say that with the mic. What did you say?
Maybe one day I'll be successful.
But what, Crainer? None of these are questions.
Listen, I'll be the dumb one if it makes me successful.
That was the worst one yet. Yeah,
it hit the ceiling.
What, Jelly? Why do you think people call you the dumb one?
Yeah, why?
It's the way I act.
Wait, no, act or are?
I guess.
I guess we'll never know.
No, I think we can answer it.
All right, Crainer, bring it on.
I think, you're definitely not dumb, by the way. If there's anybody that's dumb in the group when it comes to like being responsible and grown up, it's me. So you're really smart on those areas.
You're taking it very serious.
But you appreciate are very, very forgetful, annoying, irritating, late.
Yeah. Why late? Oh, yeah, I suppose. Not as late as Josh. He's got the breaking record of that.
Ungroomed hair.
You want to see my legs?
No. Yeah. It's probably longer on your legs, dude.
Look like a monkey.
You are like a really hairy person, by the way.
Yeah,
Joe.
He is.
He's like a man with a goatee.
Your goatee?
Says the man with a goatee.
He's talking about the facial, yeah.
Goatee.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take it. I'll be the dumb one. It's fine. I've got a serious question.
I don't think
question.
It was a choice, but okay.
It's the recipe for success. I'll take the success.
Okay.
But listen.
Okay.
I just really want to throw this one. So can we get rid of this question, please?
Why? Is it good?
I want to hit pen.
No, can I? Okay.
Just ask the question then for it.
Yes.
Question from Private C. Is that you again, Craner?
No way.
You already think Craner has made an account?
Private.
Well,
Craner.
We'll see what the private. Craner's private account.
No, it's not me. I swear, none of these are me. If they are me,
all right.
I don't swear.
So this is a question to Craner.
Yes.
I hope it's not you. I think this.
A lot of them.
You said in the podcast when you appeared last year, you and Sunday sometimes talk, and are still friends.
Sunday.
Yeah, it's got two S's. I want to know how often do you talk, and when was the last time you messaged each other?
Okay, so last time I was on the podcast, that's like is that a year ago?
A little bit less.
I haven't talked to him since the last podcast, so, and I didn't, I mean.
So the question is, no, we don't talk.
We don't really talk. Are we friends? I guess we're not, like, doesn't friendship require that?
If you couldn't get back into.
We're friendly.
If you couldn't get back into this group, would you have given Sunday
Hell
a
yeah.
shot?
Fair enough. Just like
if both groups were an option to join, which one would you rather join?
Oh
no, I'm still picking you guys. I was joking about the
other one. I feel like you'd have more success at the other one, though.
Probably.
Why did you say that?
I mean, he's killing it.
He's killing it.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
But you guys are more fun for me, shall we call it, with, and I enjoy spending time with you.
So you don't have fun with Sunday?
I have fun. Okay, no, this is gonna
it's fine.
Would I join back? No, it's like it's a thing in the past, and it was good, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
That actually hit his ankle.
Ankle?
I hit the ankle at an angle.
Ankles.
Oh,
these questions.
Oh,
are fun.
This is definitely one of the questions I picked. So,
okay.
The question is Craner any popular in Denmark? But
I don't live in Denmark.
But
I don't
know. the top reply is someone else replying saying, not that much, and then he goes, I'm not from Denmark, by the way.
He nailed it, though. That person actually nailed it. Nobody.
Do you get recognized in Denmark?
Maybe once every, like, 3 to 4 months.
But, Craner, how often do you leave your house?
Well, not that often.
Once every 3 to 4 months?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
No, but...
No, but I'm not that... not a lot.
That was a hit,
by not a lot of Danish people watch me.
Well, Danske.
They're doing better things, or...?
They're eating
it. Well, you don't speak...
Danish?
Viking in the video, so...
No, if I spoke Danish, I imagine a lot more people... No, maybe not. I don't want to toot my own horn, you know? Maybe they don't want to watch me.
Is that a Danish saying?
I do get recognized sometimes. Like, if I'm out for groceries, like, 3 months after, and I've seen the same guy at the grocery counter, he'll be like, oh, are you Craner from those Sunday videos? And I'll be like, yep. Yeah.
What about you, Josh? Do you get recognized a lot?
Yeah, occasionally.
What about you, Jilly?
What do they say? Do they say, hey, I used to watch you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Or do they say, hey, I love your shorts?
It depends. I saw you on, I actually got quite a lot of people say, I know you from 2/3. For some reason. Wow. Back then, like, for some reason, there was a period of time where I would get, the most people coming up to me would be about the podcast, not actually from Slogo, weirdly enough. I think it's because, obviously, the podcast shorts, which we'll be checking some of those out later on.
Yeah.
Are always going to be our faces, right?
Yeah.
So, whereas gaming stuff is sometimes not always showing our faces. So, yeah. But then, I guess, when the podcast season ended, it wasn't as much, but...
What about you, Jelly?
I mean, I don't live in an English-speaking country.
It's
just like
the same,
you.
Like, for me.
Yeah, so I feel like our audiences are...
What about the fans from one of the brand deals we did recently?
Which one?
We had some fans come up to us when we did, like, a brand thing recently. And they were talking to us about, like, Squid Island and stuff like that.
Oh, where was that again? Wasn't that here in the UK, though?
Yeah.
I think...
in the UK, I mean, I get recognized a ton. But wherever else I am in Europe...
Me, by the way.
Not Thanks. Really.
Thanks. You're not very memorable.
I want to say, though, right? I actually don't really like being in the UK for one of those reasons. Because I feel like a lot of people stare at me.
Jelly hates
especially... No, but... Please, if you
Jay,
recognize,
you have it tough, buddy. I know.
Let me talk. If you recognize me, come up to me, and say hi, but don't awkwardly stare at me in a restaurant and then secretly take a picture, right?
Also, I think maybe
in the UK it happens a lot.
Yeah, getting stared at. I mean, I get stares.
That's
in Denmark,
the tattoos.
But huh?
That's a tattoo.
Oh yeah, probably. They just look at me because I look like an idiot, dude.
No, wait, what? You put him on there. What are you talking about?
I was drunk for a lot of them, dearly.
Hey, at least you're honest, man.
All right, let's move on. Yeah.
Can I jump in with one actually? Oh.
What, you got a tattoo?
No, God no. I've got a tweet coming. It's from Mr. Craner. And he's asking, what's your favorite thing, bracket-esque things about Craner?
Yeah, I think all things about me. Yeah.
Wait, we got to say something.
I think you should each say one thing that you like about Craner. Something nice about Craner.
You really got to make Josh start. He has to think for like...
I just answered a big question.
Look at him. He's already stressing out, dude.
What do I like about Craner? That was the specific question.
Yeah, say
like?
Something nice about Craner.
One thing.
Well,
one
or, nice or thing. Multiple. You can
okay,
do it. It's up
okay,
to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I had to say one nice thing about
Craner...
You don't
have to make one. You can do two. I said things.
He did.
If I had to say something I like about Craner...
Some things.
It's that... When we record with him, my views are higher.
I'll take it. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Not very personal.
No. I was going to say, I really like that you are good at Minecraft.
But I'm... Okay, I'll take it. Yes.
Especially like... helping me out with commands and, you know, doing all the nerd
What do you
stuff.
Mean commands?
We don't do commands, Jenny. We never...
What are you trying to say, Jenny?
What commands?
Nothing. Wait. I will not mention that again. It's like you didn't hear it.
Sometimes we use like, you know, keep inventory.
You know what I do also like about you?
Creative mode.
You are...
We don't use that.
No.
I find you funnier than Quibblecop.
That's a really low bar.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'll take it. I mean, any compliment is a compliment, even if it has. You know what?
Oh no. Ben's got his.
Got his own.
He's returning it.
That's a proper hit.
That was a good shot.
That's a proper hit.
Okay. Have we set enough nice things now? Have we?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is it me?
Yeah,
I think.
We got more questions.
Yeah, well, these are the last two.
All right, this one comes in from F3B1N66.
There's no way you would have come up with that.
No way. If you guys did find your third, then this is your podcast name gonna...
he definitely wrote this.
God. You want me to read it?
Yeah, please. People gotta start thinking
no,
I drink
this is
again.
Your question to read.
Okay, yeah, I gotta read it.
All right.
It's just like when I stumble my words.
Should I take a piss in the meantime? Because this is gonna...
You
like,
need
take...
a pee.
Just ask the question.
If you guys did find your third, then your podcast should be named...
Hold the mic in front
Jesus
of your mouth.
Jesus Christ. Can you only do one thing at a time?
Yes. If you guys did find your third, then your podcast name has to change to something like The Whole Podcast. Because 3 out of 3 make a hole.
Oh, I thought like a hole.
Welcome to The Hole.
Whoa.
Welcome into The Hole.
I mean, what do you guys think about that with like a new name and everything like that? What do you guys think?
I mean, yeah, I think it definitely has an opportunity. Obviously, the two-thirds name is huge in the podcast industry. So
yeah, people really know you for that.
Yeah. So if you'd want to...
Here's the thing though, Jelly.
If you would be interested to join in...
No. Oh, sorry to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. I already have the answer, though. Just gotta stand up. Oh, quick.
You'll be out of shot.
I have it. Yeah.
What?
It's just a quick...
What's he doing?
Quick wardrobe change here off camera.
Is he gonna wear his own merch?
Introducing!
Oh, my...
The new podcast name! Boyfriends!
Did you know about this, Josh?
What do you guys think? I had merch made already. Do you like it?
Could have chosen a better picture of me, but
I think the picture of you is actually one of the best ones.
Wait, arguably, just to be clear, this is not... Is we're not reveal. Hang on, this hang
boyfriend.
On. No, just Craner.
Wait, should I stand up so they can see the? I'll stand
I,
up.
I feel quick. Like threesome would have worked better.
Hang on.
Is this in frame?
No, we can't see it now. There you go. That's it. Lovely
boyfriends.
You've not got a microphone, Craner.
Hey,
boy!
Like whisper it, like quietly.
Boyfriend.
Hang on. Just because you announce it doesn't. Hang on a second. Okay. Oh my.
I worked.
Ow!
Boyfriends.
I like it, Craner. Get the mic.
Is that good? No, but.
If you were my boyfriend, I'd break up with you.
But okay. Hang on, but wait, is it specifically boy space friends?
Yeah, the very, as you can see on my very intricate design here, you can clearly see that the boy...
You knew about this, Josh, right?
No, I didn't know about this.
...is separated from the friends. So it's not boyfriends, like, we're not in a relationship. We are friends that are boys.
Right, and you think this
and
is...
And we help each other out.
What do you mean by that?
Wait, what?
Like, record...
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so hang on. So you're saying that... Can you get the head back, by the way?
Oh.
Yeah, put it in between the leg, Craner.
Well, don't... Okay. I'm a bit sort of lost for words.
Was that the answer to the question?
Yeah, that's our new
name. So this is what you're suggesting, that if we were to do a podcast together, that's what you think it should be.
So it started with The Hole.
Yes.
And then it was boyfriends.
Boy, well, I think friends. That, you have to kind of...
Well, the question's disappeared now, but I think the question was if it... Okay. The question was, if we were to continue together, what would the name be?
Right.
Yes. And I already had that solution.
Mm. What about three thirds?
That's The Hole again.
That's...
Also...
Is that dumb?
How dare you? I made a whole... Do you know how much time this took?
Probably like 2 minutes.
Do you see the amount of emojis here? I had to run them all through a PNG website or whatever. Also, your faces, they don't just come this way.
My face is on the shirt. I need to cut it out.
I think Josh's face is the most unlucky one.
Yeah. Why do I look...
You look pink. 12.
What? Me?
Josh, he doesn't have the beard and everything.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pre-beard. Pre-beard.
Yeah.
You see all the... There's even like a sweaty emoji there.
So
like,
you paid for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even had to get it on like really fast delivery, so I paid like... around, I want to say like $50. Maybe 80.
I think I'm
bad at math.
That's horrible.
But I had to get it like really quick because I came up with it like last night, the day before that.
Oh my God. Like actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is our takeaway from this, Jelly?
Does anybody want to try to wear the shirt?
I feel like I want to hear the community's thoughts on the name.
Boy.
Because at the end of the day, for me,
Do I whisper it or do I yell it? I can't decide.
Josh asked me a question. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to answer it here.
I think
go on, Jelly. You can talk.
I was going to say, at the end of the day, I don't care what the name is. As long as the community loves the name, I'll go with boyfriends.
Boy space friend.
Or without space.
Wait, hang on a second. This was Crane's idea. We're not saying anything.
No, I'm saying the community. Just let us know what you think of the name. I think three thirds also could potentially...
That doesn't work.
I was going to say also, I'm not really... You said
it
three...
It was just the point of the show!
It just works really well.
Okay.
Especially if we're going like
but
the
audio
room.
But do you not feel like it sounds like we're suggesting that we're in a relationship?
There's a space in the middle, clearly. Okay, maybe I said it too fast. You got to go like, boy.
I think we kind of are in a relationship, though.
Boy.
I'm talking about like a sexual relationship.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, he's got a head in between his legs.
What do you think? I came back. I have to do a lot for that. Anyway, I think it's important that if we go with this name, we got to figure out how to say
it. No, hang on
a
second.
So like,
why is Craner talking like he's the decision maker?
We don't want to say boyfriends. We want
to
say
to be clear, I am the host. Jelly is my secondary co-host.
Excuse me.
What was that?
We are hosts. You are the co-host.
Yeah, I'm a host and you're my co-host.
I am a co-host and you are a co-host. I want to say, I already
and you
brought
are a
it up
guest,
before.
By the way, Craner, you are a guest.
This, you realize that this is one of the most successful podcasts to have ever lived in on the YouTube world, right? So you
we
realize-
We don't have couches.
You realize you have to pay us.
He keeps saying we. Do you notice this?
Oh, yeah.
You guys couldn't have bought couches.
You are not in the we.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Well, I guess he's- That's his pitch, right?
Yeah, that's my pitch. I made a shirt. I did my best. All right. I guess
I'll take the shirt with a bag of money. Then we're good.
I guess I'll leave the rest. I don't have money. I spent it all on the shirt, really. Issue.
I like how it can,
nothing's going to pay for itself. Right, Ben?
We can see your tattoos a bit more
as well.
You can also see my giant chest. Boyfriends.
Is anyone else really starting to like the name the more he says it?
Right?
Yeah.
I like it when he whispers it, especially because I got like the ear pods.
I feel like it's not leaving enough room between the words.
Here's what we got to try. We all say boyfriends at the same time.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Three.
What?
Two,
wait, why?
I'm going to do it.
One.
Boyfriends.
Okay, no.
Do you like the extra?
Three, two, one.
Boyfriends.
Josh,
me
you
and Jelly
sound
really
lame,
nailed
man.
It. Me and Jelly really nailed it.
Yeah.
Maybe just we can try. Three, two, one.
Oh, yeah. All right, should we move on?
Yes,
because
let's move
I actually
on.
Have another question.
This is really tight.
What's the question is from at boyfriends. You did all of these questions.
What was the question?
Start a new podcast with all three of you.
Not a question. Wait, you want to start a new bro? What the heck?
No, we can use this channel. Fine.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Fine. We can use this channel. We can use Ben. We can use these cameras. We can have these cameras.
Right.
But it's got to be boyfriends. Okay. Take it or leave it, guys. I have a lot on stage.
All right, I'm going to...
Crater! We can't just change everything like that. The YouTube algorithm isn't going to like it.
Who's that?
I don't know him personally.
Him?
But I heard a lot of good things about him.
Jenny's like,
and he's also and
I don't want you to be... What?
What?
Sorry.
Anyway, so I think maybe we should move on. I'm the host now.
I'm the captain now.
He's a Viking. Now. It's in his DNA.
Yes. Okay.
Pillaging.
What we'll do now is and pillaging and.
What else did the Vikings do?
Yeah. What else did the Vikings do?
Made a lot of boyfriends.
Okay. So what we should probably do, I think, is have a look through some of the shorts that we posted on Two Thirds in season one.
I like that you said that. You didn't just.
I mean, you are here.
I didn't post them.
So I've prepped some on our little screen.
Yeah,
we've got.
Why is everything little today?
The first one is I believe this is the most viewed short that we uploaded, which we kind of thought was kind of weird. If we refresh.
Oh, I remember this one.
And we have to.
Can I hear it?
Yeah. What is the story behind your name?
My real name.
Oh, it's Jelly.
It's Yella. If you read out my name, you're going to say Jelly with an E. Well, I decided, let's make it a little bit easier, right?
Yeah.
Replace the E with a Y. And all of a sudden, you've got this like branding you can use. Because jelly is actually food.
Is it because it was food that you liked it so much?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get called Jelly as a kid?
No, never.
So no one ever called you
No
jelly?
One called me Jelly before... I was the YouTuber Jelly.
That's now, the most viewed one?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That was so boring. That was the most boring short I've ever watched.
Sorry, Craig.
But it was different on boyfriends.
I guess a lot of people were interested to know the real story about my name. So.
Yeah, I find that crazy. It's got 270,000 likes.
How many views?
A lot. I don't know.
Okay.
Millions. No.
Well, I just want to say...
Did you know that my real name
five
is
Five and a half million views.
5.5 million people watched you name yourself Jelly because your name is Jelly in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe there was also a Crater
My
short.
Name origin story is way more interesting.
Yeah, and that one got like 200K views, max.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying.
So actually, like, really nobody cared. So realistically, what's like the purpose of you coming on the show, you know? Like,
Well, we do have the most viewed. So Craner, I think's episode was the most viewed of the season.
Yes,
I think.
Yeah. Yes,
and not the most viewed short.
Second place or first place? Was it? I thought Quibble Cup was bigger.
No.
Craner is bigger.
Can we? Are can we sure? check?
I feel like the Quibble Cup.
No, yeah.
Oh, boom.
By just a bit, like the tiniest amount.
I actually can't read it.
Oh,
I think I need glasses. 500,000 more views. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's quite a bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so half a million.
So what we also have here is we have the most viewed short with Craner in it as well.
Ooh,
and then we'll get into the juicy stuff
afterwards. Now it's going to get interesting.
Yeah, so whack that on.
Craner left when he was going through a rough time himself. Mm. We had been taking this job way more serious than we did when Quibble Cop left. So we were more upset about the fact that he couldn't get his stuff together.
Definitely would say, though, that we were going beyond maybe what would be normally expected of us in terms of trying to help him with other things. How far do you go in that sense to be supportive? It disrupted everything process-wise.
Yeah, it did.
I guess maybe partly because it was quicker.
It was much quicker. Wow. It didn't happen gradually. The Quibble Cop thing, he left over... the space of maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
Craner was maybe max 2 months. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he was gone.
Oh,
I don't think
ending.
I've ever said this publicly, but blocked me everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what's funny
didn't
about
even
that?
Have beef with him.
We're going to get to
he gets mad when he watches it because he remembers, like, he got so mad to watch me.
What?
We've worked it out, Jelly. You don't have to be mad.
I was saying,
tell
like, the whole reason we're watching the short is to talk about it after.
Okay, no, so what I still find funny about that blocking thing is that the other week or something, I found out because we had to play Roblox together.
And you guys were blocked on Roblox. Krainer,
isn't that so funny? So Krainer,
he still had his block.
Krainer was so heated when he left that he decided, I'm going to block him on everything. And then goes, I'm going to block him on Roblox.
He finds this.
Why are you
Look
Roblox?
How funny he finds this.
It's because I didn't do it as like myself. So like, I'm like, I was probably really drunk and really angry. And I was like, I got
You're a grown man, all right? What, 28 years old? You go into your Roblox account to block us.
It's like if I block you.
Honestly,
like,
that decision making is wild.
It is. Like, I really had to be mad to be like, you know what? Roblox.com. I got to block him on there too.
Did you intentionally go on Roblox to block us, or were you just on Roblox and you were like, screw those guys, I'm gonna block them?
I think probably the first.
No, he definitely did
you
it intentionally.
Went specifically on Roblox to block
Josh,
us.
He did it at the same time. He blocked us everywhere.
There's
Discord,
probably still
WhatsApp,
to be clear, he blocked
Telegram.
You first, by the way. He blocked you
which,
first.
Which made no sense because we didn't have the argument, but hey, you know.
Yeah. Hey, we're past it, guys.
No, I'm not.
Now
you may be.
Now we're boyfriends. I'm really bad at using the space. In the name.
Yeah, you know, the space is kind of
like
key.
A forced relationship.
Oh,
with me?
Yes. Like,
you could almost call it an arranged marriage.
Well, we don't do those anymore.
Anymore?
Well, I think
an arranged an arrangedship.
I like that.
You like those things?
No, but I mean that's
just
a
cool
word.
Ask, though,
arrangementship.
Like what? Was it you were just like angry? Like was like how? I even when I'm angry with someone, I don't even block them. It's just such a bizarre thing.
It's a very childish thing to do, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy you figured that out.
I mean, there's probably still services out there that you guys have blocked on. I mean, I haven't checked Club Penguin.
Club Penguin.
That's I haven't gone. Checked, you know.
RuneScape.
Yeah. Maybe. World of Warcraft.
Yeah. We don't play that, but okay. Krainer made an account on World of Warcraft for us and then blocked us.
Yeah.
When did you unblock us? I actually don't remember that.
Well, he didn't. You
how
just
did we?
Realized.
Because I actually don't remember how we
person,
got in
the
contact.
The first person
again.
I started talking to again was you.
Yeah.
Twitter DMs.
I think it was you. I was too scared of Josh.
Still am.
Also, I knew that he just wouldn't answer.
You're true.
I knew there was a little chance with Jelly.
That's why you blocked him. So you're like, well, if you're not going to answer anyway, I'm going to still block you.
Yeah, then I feel like I have the upper hand. And Josh is just unbothered.
Yeah,
Josh is like, I had no idea.
This was Josh's face before he got blocked. And this was after.
That's an accurate representation. Thank you very much.
Just didn't care.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Sure.
Anyway, should we go to the...
Yeah, what was the next... So these ones are, I think... Actually, okay, this is our last special one on to the real juicy
one. I got a little tan on this one.
Ooh, look at you, Jelly.
Summertime.
It's not the only thing little as well.
No, you.
Drop a refresh on that.
That's a human being. Pretty small.
Yep.
I want to talk about one of your specific tattoos.
I think I know what this is.
You used to record with a YouTuber called Sunday.
This one
tattooed Sunday on his arm.
Yeah, I still got him. I tried to remove it with laser, but it hurt too much, so I gave up.
Can you show the camera?
Yeah.
This is you've incredible. Got a.
Is
it
still there? So this is me. Yeah. What do you guys think?
This is Bobby. Okay. I'm a jetpack, my old dog.
Is that the dog you gave up?
This is
the first thing I asked him.
Well, it's going to stick with
you. Oh, you still have those?
Oh, really?
You came in the room. I was like,
pretty much stuck in the Jelly. Wow. Thanks.
So, what would it take for you to get a 2/3 tattoo? Oh, no. You know what you should get? A 1/3 tattoo.
I'm down for that still.
What about.
No.
Boyfriend.
Okay,
tattoo.
I want to say something.
I'll do that.
This is a dare.
On my butt cheek.
This
no,
is a dare.
One butt cheek has boys. Boy. The other one has friends.
I will 100%.
Sorry, I'm a little bit sweaty.
I will 100% start a new
Wait,
podcast.
Genuinely, you'll get boyfriends on your ass.
Maybe like tiny, yeah?
He just agreed to just.
I was going to like.
But like, we should probably
give him
do
something
somewhere
back
else.
For it. But...
You should have probably asked something in return.
Oh, I did? Wait.
Usually, yeah, I was going to offer something in return.
No,
but...
it just goes, I'm going to do it.
if.
No, we should.
No, no, it. You just shook
I haven't shaken with the other man. And he's also a part of boyfriend. He's not. You can't shake. This is like forced.
That's forced
You're
shaking.
You're shaking a fist, Jelly.
Mm. That's forced fisting.
Okay, you know what? Sure.
Listen.
Fist.
Can we please? Can we
got that one?
Listen
so
to
late.
Jenny; he's gonna get upset.
Can we please make a video of you getting a boyfriend's tattoo with our faces?
Wait, I don't know about our faces.
I know the faces are gonna be hard because, like, realistic tattoos aren't really.
Come on, you can make me look like a tiny bit cooler. Taller.
If I can, like, just like maybe get like a gnome.
What if we
then like have the name tag? Jelly
okay,
over.
I'm not by any point saying that we're gonna be.
We're not saying
boyfriends.
We're doing it.
Okay, but if we had like a special podcast episode where Krainer's getting boyfriend's tattooed on his ass while we shoot a podcast.
I feel like I would do the podcast.
But like, okay, what about like somewhere that you can always see on the podcast? Like,
well, no, you could, my forehead, you could like just keep your ass out on the podcast.
Or like here you could do it.
Yeah, no.
Or
the leg, bro. Or just on your forehead. Someone on the leg. Just do someone on the
but
leg.
You don't, unless I'm wearing shorts to the boyfriend's podcast.
It depends on where can we have, where,
there's not a lot of space.
What's the available locations?
There's not really much. I mean, I would probably go for...
Wait, no, we need to do it over the Sunday tattoo. We need to do a cover-up of the Sunday tattoo, and we need to have boyfriends on there.
I mean, we can write boyfriends just like here.
That would be incredible.
Like a big boyfriend.
Jelly, this
Josh, we'll split it.
Right, but...
Also, are these our official colors? Because...
See, this is the issue, Jelly.
Pink and blue.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Right, but we've... Jelly, we're not...
He's already in, dude. He's all in already.
If I see the tat, I'm all in for that.
Wow. Wow, okay.
Anyway, since we are on the subject of tattoos,
yeah.
Do you guys, have you ever seen like my...
I've not really seen them as much as we've seen.
Do you guys want them around your crotch?
I still find the most incredible tattoo that you have, and I almost want to like say this specifically so that we can put this into a short, but the fact that you've got
careless
written on your hands.
Okay.
And that if you separate them, it's careless.
You know,
because it's kind of like the boyfriend's thing. It's important to separate.
I just find that so funny that you were like, I'm gonna careless. And then it was like, wait a second, it just sounds like I just don't care.
Yeah, because like, okay, so I was drunk while getting these, and I was like, you know what? I care too much. You guys know I have like some things, and I, you know, sometimes I get obsessed with like tiny details. Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna put careless on my knuckles. That's really gonna make these OCD things go away. Anyway, so then I think it was my sister or my mom that was like, it kind of looks like you're like a gang member. Like it says careless, like you don't care. I was like, ah.
Yeah,
that wasn't the point of that.
So then you tried to laser them.
I tried to laser. You can kind of see it on the C.
You only got
which
the C off.
Which means removing them, by the way.
Not really.
So now, well, yeah, you only barely got the C off. But now it kind of reads as R less.
Can we... How many letters is boyfriends?
You serious?
So you could fit boyfriend on there, but not for friends.
Nah.
Well, that's what he is. He's a boyfriend of the boyfriend.
I probably wouldn't get boyfriends
on my
knuckles.
I'm sure you could use the thumb.
Oh, yeah,
though.
Use a thumb, yeah.
I don't think I would get it on my knuckles.
I think we found the spot.
Guys.
We found the spot, Grainer. It's not the ass. It's not the Sunday tattoo. It's the knuckles.
But the knuckles are so extreme.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to say boy. And over here it's going to say friend.
I'm
on the palm. On the palm, it's an S.
You literally have a Minecraft character on your arm. I mean, you don't exactly think these things through.
Also, wait. That's okay, also let me show you guys what I actually have. That's an Adventure Time tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Adventure Time. Snake.
Snake. is it just a snake?
Krainer, can you please say snake?
Snake.
It makes it funnier.
Bottle of liquor.
Oh.
Adventure Time.
Just to remember the good times.
This says, this is fine. And it's on fire.
And then it's like, you guys watch Stranger Things?
Who invited me to the gun show?
There's the...
Demogorgon. I thought it was a chicken leg.
No, yeah.
You got a Demogorgon on your body, bro?
What's the red for?
I don't know. I just kind of liked it. Same.
Oh, I remember that. It's all
this
the people
one's
he's
way
murdered.
Fuller, though.
So this one I got when I was 18. Like, this entire sleeve. Mm-hmm. So it's just like really dumb.
Is that a diamond?
Illuminati diamond. My birthday in Roman numerals.
Do you even know the Roman numerals?
I have no idea. I don't even know if it's right.
So this is all one thing, right?
Yeah.
So this is like a proper sleeve, and that's just a mess on the other arm.
Yeah.
But you could still fill it up.
I've also got
on my legs. Like I have a spider here.
Oh,
right.
Like there, you see it, and then. Little jellyfish.
Can we move on?
It's incredible that you are a father and
Yeah.
You should go to a Japanese spa.
This one's weird. This one is weird.
They won't let you in.
Right here. On the back of your neck. It just looks like it's like pointing at your head. I mean, you can't see it.
It's a spire.
Yeah.
Krainer, I like you with your tattoos.
It's inspiring.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't think I'll be the same.
You look rather inked up, man.
Well, that's true for sure. All right, on to the next one.
Yeah, you look a little bit like a pussy, right?
I actually had letters down my neck that I thought were really cringe, and that's why I got this one.
Oh, you covered them up.
What did it say? Boyfriends?
No, it read ambitions. and I got to when I was 18 too.
Wow.
I was like, I'm going to become something. Look at me now.
Yep.
On look a beanbag with
my boyfriends.
With my boyfriends.
Okay. All right. What we got next? Not this one. So these are the juicy ones.
I was actually initially the one who invited Craner to join. I wouldn't say he's been begging, but he's been asking to come back to the group.
Yeah, what has he been saying?
He just asks me, like, when am I going to record with you guys again? And then I'll be like, I don't know.
We joke that there's a theme of, like, the interview that they could be the next person to join our group. Think that Craner came into his episode thinking that
potential for him to come back?
Yeah. And that's not saying that there isn't. I'm just saying, do you think that was his focus?
I think 2/3 of him is thinking that.
That was a good joke, Tilly.
So that's the question. These are from these last three are from the episode that we did following when I left.
What do you think about that?
So I got kind of upset I got mad because from my point of view, and this was also how it happened, I just went on the podcast. Mm. Then I leave to go back home. You guys shoot another podcast.
Yep.
And then I felt like we just went out to eat. Why are you guys being so weird? I was like, this is really strange. I've never experienced this before. So I got really mad.
But was that the end bit where I think we said you came on expecting to rejoin?
I mean, I did come on to like hope to rekindle our relationship and also join. Yeah. But also, I feel like, Jelly, you were dangling it a little bit in front of my face to make me want to get on.
Excuse me?
I mean...
like a carrot on a stick, you know?
Dangling it on your face.
In front of your face.
Come on, Craner.
Boyfriends. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose it wasn't my intention, but
I think
but maybe you were.
Maybe.
No, I don't know. I think maybe that it might have come over that way because that's the only reason that you would have wanted to come on.
Yeah, I wouldn't have come on if it was like, nah, we're never gonna record with you again. We just want you on the podcast.
But also, I will say,
I
think we never had a firm no. Craner shouldn't come back.
No, I don't think so either.
So I mean, yeah. I didn't know.
We didn't really have any specific way. I think our intention of getting you on the podcast originally was because we felt like the viewers wanted to see us.
Yeah. That was also good.
And
good
it was
reason.
A good way to meet up again and chat and see how you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here we are, right? One year later.
It's actually, you guys did say, and I think it comes up
It was in one of the other shorts, yeah.
Yeah, let's watch the next one. I think it might be that one.
Is there something wrong with us?
Are we the problem?
Because Craner left and Quebelkop left. Did we make it worse for them? Should we have seen it coming?
Maybe we just gaslighted them into thinking their problems were their problems.
Yeah.
When actually we caused those problems. Especially with the way you were speaking about alcohol to Craner.
But yeah, Craner was talking about his alcohol addiction, which is obviously a sad story. And I asked him what his favorite drink was. Which you didn't answer.
It's just a joke. Craner can
No, but
yeah, sure.
No, but Craner laughs about those stuff.
You know? Oh, okay.
Josh. No, it was just a funny joke, all right? And Craner laughed about it, and his answer was beer. So there's that.
My answer was beer. I guess. Also, that was not the show I was thinking about where you guys did answer.
How did that make you feel, though?
Yeah,
because
I think the viewers were surprised.
No, I definitely prefer that we could joke about it. I think that's
always
the best way to do it.
Well, we were laughing at you, though.
Oh, right there. How I felt in that one.
Well, you weren't there.
No, you weren't there.
No, I still think that was funny.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, that's why I'm checking. You know what they say, you know, like laughing at or
I think the only part I didn't find funny after I left was you guys talking about, like, me begging to come back, and like I was like, this is a little bit embarrassing. Actually, yeah, I find that embarrassing, but not the alcohol thing, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
But
I've always preferred to joke about it. And I wasn't offended, no.
Good, man. I'm really happy we cleared that up.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've been clear for a while now.
Not on the podcast.
To the viewers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you've got to think about what the last thing people watched was about this, which would have been on the 2/3 side, which would have been the episode with me and Jenny.
So could we make another joke just to see what his reaction is?
Oh, about me drinking?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
That's not how jokes work.
No.
You can't just kind of just say, can we do a joke?
What joke do you want to do?
I don't know. Like a funny one.
Nope. Right.
Do you want a little thinking time? We can watch the other show while you think.
Yeah, okay. We'll come back to you. Craner is a bit different. I think Craner is a bit more lost right now.
Craner is still searching for something, and he's still handling his
that was a good one. He got it.
And figuring himself out.
I do think that we would be almost like the easy way out for him.
I actually think that if we would start recording again with Craner, it would not be very good.
This is what pissed me off the most.
Craner has healed a lot, and he's figured out a lot about himself over the past year and a half. And that's very good. But I believe that if we would start recording with him again, he might start struggling.
I don't think that Quebecop or Craner, I don't think their puzzle piece fits in anymore.
And there it is, Josh.
Unfortunately not. Yeah, that line.
So the puzzle piece doesn't fit, Josh.
Yeah, which I think you've always had a weird shaped puzzle piece, Craner.
I have, yeah.
And I think maybe we just had to make our own hole for you.
You had to make the hole bigger.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
We became a circle. Anything fits.
That's not true.
No.
How would a square fit in the circle?
If the square is the same size,
it has to be the same.
Right, that's my. So it has to fit
a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Well, no, not a little bit bigger. That wouldn't work.
Anyway,
I mean this hole.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were upset when that episode came out.
This was actually
particularly because of those comments from me.
Maybe we'll let
Josh.
Craner speak.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm reeling it in. You were going off record here.
Yeah, it's your fault, Josh. Anyway, no, kidding. Okay, so yeah, this was the part of the podcast that actually made me the most upset because I feel like you guys were so like demeaning in a way. It was like, yeah, if we let him back, he's gonna start drinking again, and we know that. It was just a weird diagnosis kind of.
I guess it did come over that way. Yeah. And I think when I said it, I didn't mean it that way. I almost looked at it from a perspective of are we sure that we are ready for this?
Yeah,
because we also had to deal with it, and you know, it also took our mental health.
Yeah.
And we don't wanna bring you down when we feel like it's risky because it also hurts us. I don't know. Yeah. It was a weird situation.
I think
I'm gonna
like,
be honest.
I think we saw it as like we weren't. I think that the point was is that we weren't against you coming on the podcast because that was like a specific environment to talk about that. Whereas recording with each other was very much going back to the environment we were in when it went
when
wrong.
It was bad. Yeah, yeah.
And I guess what was in our heads.
It didn't go wrong because of you guys.
No, I know. I know, that's true.
Yeah. I think it was just like what made me mad was that it was almost like a diagnosis.
Yeah.
At the time we didn't know why.
Saying,
at the time we didn't know why it went wrong though.
No, true. I mean, but also but that's the only part that really made me mad in the podcast, I think, back then.
When we recorded that episode, you joined us, our gaming recordings, about half a year later.
Mm. Was it really a half?
I think about half a year. I think we recorded that probably March, April, and in October you came back.
And that was actually
regardless, yeah, because we had been chatting a lot. And I actually feel like that time was very healthy, not gonna lie.
Boss?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean I had my
No, wait, but what? Josh, I actually mean it in a serious way. Like it takes time to get over certain things.
Yeah, we had to talk a lot.
Yeah, we had to talk, we had to get through certain things.
We had to play Roblox loads.
You know, we had to become boyfriends again.
No.
I just kind of, I remember being so nervous to join the Discord that first day. Because I feel
like it was just. Did you record straight away?
I think you said that you were going to talk to Josh about it.
Yeah.
And then you said Josh was down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I joined the next day or something. And I was like, okay, hi guys.
You were hungry.
I was hungry. I was waiting.
You know what's funny?
Not thirsty this time.
It's that typical thing where I think yeah,
sometimes
definitely not thirsty.
Sometimes it's too quick for me to get it.
I think that it's easy happens, to think that there was like a very clear like timeline of it going wrong and then it going right, but it's always doesn't end up like that.
Nah.
Like reality is always a lot blurrier.
Yeah.
And just stuff kind of just happens, I guess.
But I'm really happy that we're back together.
Are you?
Boy.
Okay, well, we're not,
I miss it with just Josh.
Yeah.
You keep saying that, Julie.
I don't think he's joking anymore.
Yeah.
What if we took the boyfriend's name, dropped Craner, and just
That would actually hurt me a lot, guys.
Well, how would you have felt if we had actually brought Quibblecop back?
Is that a, like, okay, yeah, if you guys...
So, like, so in the real timeline,
yeah. If Quibble Cop wanted
if all of a sudden woke up one day, I hadn't talked to you guys, and I see, oh, Quibble Cop is making your videos, I'll be like, good for him.
Right.
That's my honest feelings. Yeah. That's how exactly I would feel. I'll be like,
well,
you
know
what?
That you're being honest with yourself.
Good
Krainer.
For him. I guess they chose somebody worse, but good for him. Bad for them.
Oh.
Good for him, though. Okay. And that's probably
lay it all out. Craig.
Fair,
lay
it's
all
fair,
out.
It's fair, man.
No, I'll
you
be...
also you, it didn't happen. So
no, it didn't happen. No, but I felt it. Oh, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's been our journey through the best bits. Maybe not best bits, but
the shorts.
Some of the short form content of season one that relates to Krainer.
Yes.
An interesting journey that was.
That was a really interesting journey.
Hey. I hope you've enjoyed what you've listened to so far. If you want to see the guys rate their fellow YouTubers on a tier list, then head over to YouTube and search 2/3 to see the full episode.